Biblical End Time Prophecies, the Book of Revelation, Chapter 3.
Thank you, Captain D. Beginning with Chapter 3, introducing it, I want to thank God for the anointing that's upon Kathy D's reading. The anointing that's on me, that was on me at the Tomb of the Garden in 1974 in Jerusalem. Rest upon me and upon KD now. This is a marvelous time for our ministry to deal with the spirits of the church of the body of Christ. I pray that the Spirit of God rest upon every spirit, body, and soul of God's people. I pray that Jesus Christ is Lord of every spirit, every soul, and every body of God's people. I pray that the anointing of God is upon every soul, every body, every spirit of God's people. I pray that Jesus Christ is Lord of every spirit, every body, and every soul of God's people. Now here's Kathy D.
And unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, These things saith he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, and thou hast a name that thou livest and are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things saith he that is holy, and that is true, and he that has the key of David, and he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwelleth upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. The end of chapter 3.
Kathy, I know that I, being the president and founder of Water Block Church of Plano, Inc., in 1980, that the Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has given me the same promises that he made to the Church of Philadelphia. The same promises, the Lord Jesus Christ, the same promises to me as a founder and president of Water Block Church of Plano, Inc., chartered in November 1980. Oh, what a blessing. I wonder if you would read again those same words that was written to the Church of Philadelphia.
I certainly will. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come, and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man taketh thy crown.
Kathy, a prophetess, my fellow minister, those words ministered to me by God years ago. What a great blessing is going to keep me and those with me from the temptation that comes upon the earth. Did that say that?
That's what it says.
Yeah. I'm greatly blessed, undeserving, most certainly, but I do not reject God's promises. Thank you for reading that, and we will close this portion and open another one.